only in the Achana of Shabbos Kodesh. We spoke about the first chilek of the Achana leKovod Shabbos. When a person has to prepare Rechitza, Levush, they're ready before Shabbos. This is the Achana leShabbos. I want to speak now on the second chilek. Second chilek is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, the Torah already says that it's very interesting that all of the Yom Tefs we have the same davening the whole time. Ato bechaltonu, ato bechaltonu, ato bechaltonu. The weekday, ato choynen, ato choynen, ato choynen, slachlonu, slachlonu, slachlonu. Ten pachdecho, Rosh Hashanah. Same davening. Shabbos, the davening changes from Leil Shabbos to Shabbos day to Shabbos afternoon. Leil Shabbos, ato kiddash tes yoyim ha-shvi. Shabbos morning, Yismach Meisha b'mat naschelkoi. Shabbos afternoon, Ato Echot v'Shimcho Echot. This is the reason most people don't know Shabbos Tefillah Baal Peh. What's the pshat? You're 50, 60, you don't know it, yeah? So the pshat is, it's not consistent. Every time it changes. Galav Yovel, yeah? You say, you also know already Baal Peh, why? You say it once a month, but yeah, you remember it, yeah? But Shabbos, it's not consistent. What's the pshat? Second kasha, the Torah speaks out. What's the pshat? Every Yom Tov we eat two meals. Every day we eat two meals. Boker v'erev, the Gemara says. Yom Tov also we eat two meals. Shabbos we eat three meals. What's the pshat? So the Torah is masbir. I'm a shtickle masbir more. Shabbos is three Shabboses. Lel Shabbos is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis. Shabbos day is Shabbos Matan Teire, and Shabbos afternoon is Shabbos Leosid Lover. We have three Shabboses. Shabbos Maise Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Teire, and Shabbos Leosid Lover. There's three separate avoidas. Shabbos Maise Bereishis, we believe Hashem created everything. We'll explain it in a second. Shabbos Matan Teire, אמר לה, הקדש ברוך הוא למשה, מתון את תוי וישי בבייס גנוזי, ושבש שמו, ואני רואה את זה ליתנו לישראל. שבש ועושית לו, יום שכולו שבש ומנוחו, יום שצדיקים יוישי, ותורותיהם בראשיהם, ותרוסיהם בראשיהם, ונהנים מזיו השכינו. Three different Shabboses. זוג דתור, three meals for three Shabboses. Yontef is one Yontef, so eat, בוקר וערב, like every day. Shabbos, we celebrate every part of Shabbos in a different meal. The three tefillahs and Shabbos are mechuvin kenegad the shalosh tefillahs. Leil Shabbos is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis. We start davening, Ato Kiddash Tes Yoyim HaShvi, Tachlis Lemaisa Shomayim V'Oretz, Vayichula Shomayim V'Oretz. Maisa Bereishis. Not only that, we say Vayichulu, we finish davening, everyone says Vayichulu. We come home for Kiddush, everyone says Vayichulu. And from that moment on, until after Shabbos, we forgot that said Vayichulu. Right? So, what is that? Lel Shabbos, we stupid in the evening, Chazor, Sashatz, yeah, Mein Sheva, Kiddush, well, you could, you push the Vayichulu. Then the whole Shabbos, you never know, so don't give another Vayichulu bichlo. Because Lel Shabbos is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis. Shabbos day is Shabbos Matan Teire. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, כי עבד נאמן, קרוסו לוי, כליל תפרס בראשוי, בעומדי לפונך על הסיני, ושתי לוחי סבוני מיירית ביודוי, וקוסו בהם שמיר השבס. אבו שתית, ולא ינסעתו השם אלוקינו לגוי הארוצויס, לא ינחלתו עם מנוחו, לא יבדי פסילי. גוי ששוב אז חייב מיסה. Why? He also believes Hashem created the world in six days. Why is חייב מיסה? He's not חייב מיסה really. The reason is Chayev Mitzah because Shabbos belongs to us. As if the Goy Shalom Matei Chayev Mitzah, he's stealing from us. Ve'lo yinasato Hashem l'goy ha'arotzois. וגם במנוחוסו לא ישכנו הרעילים, כי לישראל עם כל הסתי באהבו. So Shabbos by day, Shabbos matan teir, ישמח מויש ומתן אז חלקוי. Then we mention, ולא ינסתי השם לא יבדי פסילים, וגם במנוחוסו לא ישכנו הרעילים. Shabbos by day. Shabbos, שלשוד, Shabbos afternoon, is eating the raivin, the Shabbos Seir, שלשוד, as we see, the nefesh, and then we say, Ato echot, ושימחו echot, ומיקי עמך ישראל, והוא השם למלך, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד, ושמו אחד, אתו אחד, ושמחו אחד. This is Shabbos afternoon. So there's three Shabboses. So we are holding now in the Avodah, we finished the Achona l'Shabbos. And again, if they hear here, and again, the Chazon Devar of Achona l'Shabbos. We come to the Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis. This is Lel Shabbos. What is Shabbos Maisa Bereishis? Emunen b'roilom, that Hashem created the world. A person has to know melach techo asuya. And Shabbos, I'm not worried. I'm not allowed to think about nothing. Why? You have to understand, we are in a world, 2013 we started, yeah? Very modern world that is not so hard to keep Shabbos. Maybe it's hard, people don't know that where you walk, you do melachot. It's a different heart. We get it. It's open free. Oh, some of the people don't know that the melachos and Shabbos. It's a bazunder shmuz. But you have to understand, in the old days, the main parnosa of people was fields. You need to eat, yeah? You put the seeds, it grows. The sad thing is, what Hashem promises the whole time, I'll give you rain. The whole discussion is rain. Not even snow, yeah? Everyone, the whole Torah is full of will be rain. You need to drink, The system of the world was built on sheep, food, grass. Came Shabbos, you had to leave everything. You had a factory, you had to close the factory. There was no electricity machines that will make it to run, yeah? There's no water, things that could drop water in the garden and it will grow. It's a hot day, most of Shabbos, everything is dried. No automatic machines that could milk the cows. All these things that we are in a new world. That Shabbos is not so hard to keep. If you have hotels, you give it to a guy and he runs it, nursing all these things. You give it to a guy in the old days, you never saw it after it. So all of these new world that we exist in, but was Hashem gave us Shabbos to have emunah in boi ra'olam shemelach techo asuya. Shemelach techo asuya. Chazal does, and you can't tell the goy. Chazal don't let you even talk to the goy. Melach techo asuya. Because we believe everything is from boi ra'olam. Everything comes from boi ra'olam. It's emunah. So Hashem kivyochol gave us be'etzem, the real ma'imin ha'amiti with 7 days not do melachah. We're not holding there. Once a week. Close your hands. And now look what happens. Chazal say, Ma'ise b'chosi dechot. That was going in the field and he saw a hole in his field. So he thought, Motzi Shabbos, I will fix it. Because the animals could come and eat and eat all my food. Then he said, Oh, Shabbos, Yirurim Asurim. Shalom. Why? He said, I'm leaving it. I'm not touching it. Also, Hashem Nes. And flew a sea of tzlaf, the Mishom Oysa Panasosi, the Pernasas Anshikol Beisai. Because he had Emunah in Bayer Oilom. This is Lel Shabbos, Emunah in Bayer Oilom, Shabbos Maise Bereishis. This is the Avodah of Lel Shabbos. And a person has to work on himself to believe Atzloch the Bayer Oilom. He created the world, he did everything. I saw in the Sefer, it's brought down. Hashem said, "Lo toiv yisa adam levadoi, eser eizer kenegdoi." I'll be lonely. That kidai. So, be'etzem, lo yitzur is not so bad to be lonely. So, be adam arishon alein, right? No kids, nothing. So, what do we do with the ganze world? The Teretz says, Hashem created the world because He wants to be meitiv. He wants to do good. We don't understand what it means, but. For Hashem to do good to one person and a million is the same thing. He doesn't need 1,000 people to do good to them. He created a bria that is called Adam and he could be good to them. This is the Yisoid, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Now when Hashem created a lot of human beings, everyone has the same tachlis. But the whole world is created for every individual person as the same Matora Sabriya. All of us are Matora Sabriya, and everything is done for us. B'meila, Hashem will take care of us completely. There's nothing to be worried about. Just you have to have the emunah. You have to have the right emunah. This is Shabbos Maisa Bereshis. So, if a person has a mavin, you can see all the zmiras of Lel Shabbos going on that kind of anochev Shabbos Maisa Bereshis. Like Shabbat Lo Asid Lovin, Shalom Shudas, I think everyone could find the zmiras there in the Yadid Nefesh, and everything is going on Lo Asid Lovin. There it's easy to find it. And Lel Shabbos and Shabbos by day, it's a bigger avodah to find in the zmiras. How about the Kol Mekad HaShvi? Everything is gebayt of them be'etzem. Kol Ribon Olam ve'olmayo. He created the world. This is be'etzem. The Yesod of Lel Shabbos. Lel Shabbos is Shabbos Ma'ase Bereishis. And once a Talmud. I came home with Lel Shishi from Yeshiva after the Aloha Shir. My wife told me that this Talmud's Rebbetzin called up crying on the phone. But they found out that the kids have as a genetic problem. Kids are all the kids that feed them will be sick and they can't have more kids. The kids don't have to get the kids are not gishmak, one thing. Second thing, her husband every hour is losing $50,000. It's with oil dams for his golf war. I don't know. Kids, Samar Evanson asked her, so what do you want me to do? She said, tell your husband to daven. I said, my husband's not a Rebbe, you know, we're not. I said, this is our Rebbe. We call our Rebbe. We don't have what to do. We're calling our Rebbe. I come home, my wife tells me, I said, they could think, I know, I don't have what to do, you know. I know that I'm a Pashto Yid. Maybe they could think that I'm not, but I know what I could do. I can't do nothing about it. Evanson told me, listen, if they call, you have to do something about it. So I said, okay, after Yeshiva, I will go to the Kaisa. My Rebbeinu Shalom is there. I go to the Kaisa. I order my Kaisa. I tell you for different things. Go to the Kaisa. Go to the Kaisa. I daven to Hashem. Finished the daven, and I tried to stop. I got up in the morning, I had such fever, I decided I'm not going. Everson told me, you have to go. So I went. Finished the daven, I had such fever, I was mamish feverish completely. I tried to stop a taxi, but you know, you tried to stop, people hop it higher in the hill. You go, you can't. You know, if it's people there, every taxi they hop. I took a bus. I got to the bus, I sit in the back of the bus, put down my head, I have a terrible headache. Sits down near me, Alta Yerushalmi Yid, and taps me on the back. Says, you want the Yerushalmi Shemaisa? Tell him, but do it quick. Do it quick, you know, I'm not feeling it quick. Says, I'm always given a Yid that his kid was very sick. He came to the Rebbe, he asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, my kid is very sick, what's it up? I haven't told him, there's nothing what I could do. I'll state, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down to me, that b'shaza the person says, v'yichulu, v'chavoneh, v'lel Shabbos, kiddush, he nas as shutaf l'maisa b'reishis. He become a shutaf with the Rebbeinu shel Olam. And if you say it with the ganze, v'yichulu, yeah? You believe, Hashem kivyochul, istakel b'reis v'boral, who makes you a shutaf l'maisa b'reishis. You know, in a business deal, in Moshe, you're trying to get a business deal, and the guy doesn't want to do it. So you go to speak to his partner. Sometimes the partner can get it in. So b'shas de vayichulu, you become a partner of Beir HaOlam. So the Rebbe said, when I will do Kiddush, and you will do Kiddush, and your Rebbetzin will do Kiddush, we'll be mechavel for shleimah of the kid. And like this, the kid will be healthy. And the Rebbe did it, and Baruch Hashem, the kid became good. I said, Yishakech, and I put down my head. And 2 minutes, the guy taps me again in the back. I can tell you another chassidish maaseh. I said, but the last one. He says, I'm always given a year that was losing all of his money. Came to the Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, I'm losing all of my money. What's the talk? The Rebbe told him, tell me, you speak about your business in Shabbos? He says, it's the only day I see my Rebbe. It's the only day, I'm not home the whole week. He said, be mekaba on yourself not to speak business in Shabbos and everything will be okay. The guy was mekabel himself not to speak business on Shabbos, and everything became okay. So the shaker with my head, then he went off the bus. So I come home, and the wife says, "No." I said, "No, I daven. No, now what?" So I said, "You know what? I met a Siddish guy, told me two stories. You know what? We'll call up America. We'll tell them the two stories." I call up, I tell him, "Listen, first thing I said, tell me, you speak on your business in Shabbos?" He says, "It's the only day I meet my wife." He says, I said, "Mekabel on yourself not to speak business in Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem it'll be okay." So now I said, "B'Shas Kiddush, you daven, I will daven, all my family will daven. All my kids know every time something happens, whole family before Kiddush, everyone gets something to Mechaven, and we do Kiddush together." I said, "We'll do Kiddush, but the ganze kavana, and Be'ez Hashem." Monday, his wife called up my Rebbetzin. She says, "I have to tell you what happened. They called back from the hospital. There was a mistake in the blood work. They wanted to test it again. It was a mistake, and everything is okay. And Baruch Hashem, my husband made back all of his money." I stay by these people. Some people here even know. I stay by them every time when I go to the 5,000. I stay by them for Shabbos. Stay by them for Shabbos. By these people. These are the people that, because of that, they came down with me after to the Hamada Inn. That family. They paid me back. I stay with them for Shabbos because when we call Mekoyim, but then someone recently told me that it's brought down in Chassidish Sforim in a Sefer Kadmon, this Gula, to Mechavim B'Shas Kiddush. It's brought down already in one of the Chassidish Sforim, one of the Kadmonim. But Lel Shabbos is Avoida. A person has to understand, when a person comes to Lel Shabbos, he has Avoida of Zeichar Lemaise Bereshis. To mekabel on himself and to believe that everything is from Beira Oilo. And this is the Emune of Shabbos. This is the Emune of Lel Shabbos. Shabbos Maise Bereshis. So a person could think about it a little bit, B'Shas, that he's davening, Ma'ariv. It says, "V'yichulu ha-shamayim ba'oretz v'chol tzom, v'yichal ha-rekim ba'yim ha-shvi." Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Sheishes yimei ha-maise. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world. And he believes. Tzfarim shteidach, Chofetz Chaim brings down, that fakelt, all of the koyach, tachlis maise shamayim ba'oretz, u'birachti mikol ha-yomim, Chofetz Chaim says, that when a person is Shavus and Shabbos, from Shabbos comes out the Shefa for the ganze Woch. Das ist bereits in der Tachlis Abriya. Bekidashni mikol hazmani. And this is his Avoida. Then he says, Vayichulu. It's like an Eidus. Chazal say, he said, Lekatchilu, with two people, he said, Be'amide, because it's an Eidus in Boi Ra'olam. And then again, before Kiddush. And this is when a person comes over to Shabbos with the Muna. So Alamol, a person comes home from shul, it's not for Yibachim, for Yilayim, and he gets angry that this is not ready, and this is not ready. I tell him, it's Lach Shabbos, Lach Shabbos, Lach Maise Bereshis, Alz is Beira Oilom. How are you getting angry, Lach Shabbos? You're not in Lach Shabbos. In Lach Shabbos, you're in the avoid that you leave, but everything is from Beira Oilom. You have the emunah that he's the Yoitzer, he's the Manik. When you have that klore emunah, that he's the Yoitzer and he's the Manik. It's a whole different surah for the Shabbos, a whole different surah for the Shabbos. This is the first chelik of Lel Shabbos, and the suda keilu is also, the Torah explains, this suda is mechuvin kedis keneged this inyan of Shabbos. I say, Alamos, befrat b'Lel Shabbos. To be makpid, not to speak on business, not to speak on meloches, not to plan. The whole Shabbos has to be azay. But when a person is starting, it's tchilas avoida in Shabbos. It's tchilas avoida. To have a avoida of Lel Shabbos. To be makpid. Lel Shabbos, I don't talk about business. Lel Shabbos, I don't talk about my plans. Lel Shabbos. It's tchilas Shabbos. It's the Chalal Shabbos. How I'm planning, how I'm talking, it's the Chalal Shabbos. When a person puts himself in that kind of emunah, in that kind of ashkofe, it's a andere zach. Now, we're holding it in Lil Shabbos. We're holding in the Suda of Lil Shabbos. The Lechem Mishneh is also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you had to prepare before Shabbos, because in Shabbos nothing came down. And then the minig is, we eat fish below Shabbos. That's it. One Michael. We eat fish below Shabbos. Katchila is the Indian to eat fish. And all the three meals, Anoga Reuya, to try to be makbid. Lel Shabbos is not such a chokhmah to be makbid to eat fish. I think most places they serve fish. Shabbos by there already, you have to ask it by the caterer in the kitchen if you could give me a little piece of fish. A lot of places by there they forget to serve the fish. So you makbid to eat a piece of fish. It's Anoga Reuya, you mekadesh the food. The Anoga of Shabbos is you mekadesh the achile. Kosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah. And you mekadesh the gashmias. We'll get it. The hemshach b'neida. What is the idea of mekadesh the gashmias? Abalam is not it. So you eat amoitzi. You drink kiddush. And then you're eating the fish. What is the inyan to eat fish? I'll say it's a remez. It's brought down already in the kadmoinim. Ha'oichel dag. Be'yoim dag. Nitzol midag. Ha'oichel dag. It's fish. Beyoim dag, seven is Shabbos. Nitzel midag, it's dino shel Gehenna. Hoichel dag, beyoim dag, nitzel midag. Dag is fish, beyoim dag is Shabbos. Nitzel midag is nitzel midino shel Gehenna. Nitzel midino shel Gehenna. Why dag is the inyan to eat fish? So one of the inyonim state that Shabbos is oinas talmidei chachomim. The proof of who is in Shabbos. Einas Tamidei Chachomim is Milel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. This is the Zman Aroi, or the Marishoin. It's Erev Shabbos, but the Zman Aroi is Be'etzem Lel Shabbos, Einas Tamidei Chachomim. So we say, Shenifre v'nirbe kedogim. Shenifre v'nirbe kedogim. What is the Shenifre v'nirbe kedogim? You say, Shenifre v'nirbe kedogim, it's a couple parts of it. One part is, Azei, via fish, what is the difference of fish and all the animals? All the animals, Moshe, you're not allowed to eat the blood. Fish, you're allowed to eat the whole fish. We daven the Ribbon Shalom, we want Shekol Azera Shalanu Yeh Kodesh. Nisht Chaylik Yoh, Chaylik Nisht. In a fish, in an animal, Lamazogan, you shecht it wrong, fafal. You have a good kid, goes off the dach, what's coming down, yeah? You hit him in the right place, you cut him in the wrong place. Fafal. Fish, you could cut it from the tail, from the head. That's what it is. You're allowed to eat it. We want our kids that Chas v'Sholem will not be Yoitze Psul. I will not be Yoitze Psul. The fish doesn't eat a shchita. You're allowed to eat him b'chlal ol ha-shchita. It doesn't need a heksher. We want it to be Sholem mi'ikoroi. And an animal is treifes. Even if you shecht it, it's good. But if it's a treife, you can't eat it. By a fish, it's no musik of treifes. K'moy shehu, it's glad. So we ask in the Ribbono shel Olam, and our kids, again, I'm not saying, I want to tell you, you think that it's maybe zaitik azachem. If you want to finish a Shabbos and to be really an hecher a madrege, I'm giving you a little bit the taste of the machshavas. A little bit the taste of the machshavas. Is machshavas for the challah, is machshavas for the salt, is machshavas for the first soup, is the knedlach, everything has mekoyres. But if a person, it's not a lot. I want to tell you, it becomes beteva. You get used to it. Shabbos will say, Alamo, Shabbos comes once a week either way. And you're going to sit in the meal anyways. You take your Shabbos, it becomes Eilik. And if not, So avada, when a person thinks such machshavas, he can't sit in the plaza and eat the fish. I'm asking, say that. So there's another reason not to go there. Chutz from all the good reasons, yeah? That he will not go to eat by wrong people. Avada, if Leil Shabbos, the Suda Zayli Kesuda, you don't eat by different couples. Yeah, no, no, something about it, yeah? Say that, avada. Shabbos is Zayli Kesuda. It's a Kodesh Dika Suda. It's a Ander Azach. It's a Suda Shabbos. It's a Suda Shabbos. It's not a Dovah Shal Mabekach. It's not a Dovah Shal Mabekach. It's a Chasuda Shabbos. It's a Suda Shabbos. We'll go weiter. A person, after Leil Shabbos, he finishes the Suda. He sings Miras, he's makbid to eat. Chicken, boso, dogim. He's makbid. And the akpoda is alamol taket, to have the fish, to have the boso. No, stop. The Moshe klali solid gefilte fish. Why klali solid gefilte fish? So one reason that the nazar brings down, people were poor, they couldn't afford fish, so they added bread. So like this was a lot. Had a good reason. One of the reasons was because it was a shayla von boira. The whole Indian to eat fish is, but it's full with bones. You're nichshel in so much melachas. And they have the salmon without bones. It's a leichter. But it's full with bones. So people didn't want to be nichshel lel Shabbos in melachas boira. So b'meile, klal Yisrael ate gefilte fish. So if you know the halachas, you could go to a different fish if you want. If you don't know the halachas, stick to gefilte fish. But at least to be makpid, not to be boira. It's not only the pshat, avad the Shabbos, nisht to zayn boira. I'm sitting in Shabbos, ma'isa bereish, I'm trying to eat, b'tachosha ve'achile, and I'm doing boira. Had ich kein Zuhre, had ich kein Panim. It doesn't have a Zuhre of a Shabbos. It doesn't have a Zuhre of a Shabbos. Then a person finishes the meal. Person has to know, speak about it in the Hemshech, if Shabbos by day, Matan Teire, Abba State, the Goen, when a person learns a word in Shabbos, it's 613 mitzvahs. It's shokul keneged 613 mitzvahs. So for hour in Shabbos, this is the reason the Yitzhak has such a milchama. People sometimes don't understand how the Shabbos passes and they learn only 3-4 hours. Lel Shabbos, now it's winter. Techa parayim apor gute shoyes of Lel Shabbos. Techa parayim. Gdoile Yisroel grew from the Leil Shabbos. Gdoile Yisroel grew from the Leil Shabbos. Unser Rosh Hashiva, we said it a couple times. Unser Rosh Hashiva, Reb Nosson Zvi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kodesh Livroche. For years, his Seder Hayom was Friday. He would get up early. 8 o'clock, it was after davening. He had a chavruse. Get ready for Shabbos, Yalech Avrusi, he learned straight till Shabbos, 8 hours. Davin, the 8 hour, and then again, Lel Shabbos, 8 hours. So different years. So he would learn, different years in his life, since we didn't want to use electricity, now Baruch Hashem, the Yeshiva has a generator. So he would go to Vizhnitz, Machav Nechemia, to learn. They have a generator there. He didn't live here. He should have lived in Chov Eliyad. And he lived in Vizhnitz. But in Vizhnitz, when there was no Rebbe, there's a minute of they do Bata. They get together and they sing. It's a different Avoida, different kind of Avoida. So at 12 o'clock they started the Bata. It was hard to learn there. So he would come back home to learn. No, but he can't use electricity. He never used electricity in his house. So he had like a lux. It's like a kind of candle from gas. I was like, Zeru Shemayate. So his Rebbetzin was sitting near him, and she was the Shema till 3 o'clock in the morning when he sat and learned. Instead of Heintig Rebbetzin's that read a Mishpacha, yeah? she sat there till three, as I every little Shabbos. It's not the pshat, the mir grew out of nothing. He was not a Rosh Hashiva, he was an Eidim by Rabbeinish. Every little Shabbos, every little Shabbos, every little Shabbos. Remember once we had a sifa, Beis Shaya, I think it was, holy shit, was together, and Sitsi was there. So I got up and I said over the story. I said, if I'm not saying the truth, the Rosh Hashiva could be my Krishna. So I said over the story, I said, Rosh Hashiva, tell me if I'm lying or if the story happened. How the Bachim wanted to know. Normally, no one believes my stories. I said, here, you're sitting here. You could say yes or no. Yes or no. So the Tzvi told me, the story is true, but why you want to take away my Gan Eden? Let me leave the stories of Gan Eden. All my stories to stay in this world, what will be left for Gan Eden? Lel Shabbos. You want to grow. You want to have a Shaychus to Shabbos. Makpid Lel Shabbos, couple good hours. Couple good hours. I was a year ago, after the Ptir was in Tzvi, I was in Darche, in America. And it was mamash after the Ptir, and I gave a whole shmuz. And it was a group of boys, everyone took on for that Shabbos to learn. But it was a group of boys in Yeshiva that took on to learn every night 4 or 5 hours, every little Shabbos. I came after a year to Darche, younger boys from you, yeah? And I met, I think, 30 or 40 boys that are ready for a year. Never missed the Lel Shabbos. Once I did miss once. Never missed 4 or 5 hours Lel Shabbos. So when you come up to the Shemaim, you say, I'm not Rimnos and Tzvi, they'll tell you, but you're not worse than a Bachar and Darche. Yeah? So you could say, I'm not Rimnos and Tzvi, a Bachar and Darche could do it, so you and the Mir can do it. So it'll be your excuse, but I had to go to eat by. So Hashem will tell you, Chuzer, I'll punish you for eating beer. But also, you're not learning. Abaisai. The person is Eved on Shabbos, to be Eved business of. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have Siyata Nishma.